This is episode 2376 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome to a brand new series we're exploring this week. This week, you are going to be exploring your focused mind. And you might be thinking, my mind is not so focused these days, as there's so much happening in the world, and as we continue experiencing a pandemic with the coronavirus, our thoughts are scattered, especially with the onslaught of negative news. It's really difficult to focus these days. So I thought I'd share with you a series to help you focus. And I'll be sharing with you from the book that you may want to check out on your own. And this is the book called The Organized Mind by Daniel Levitin. So throughout this week's series, you're going to stop wasting time on things that aren't critical. For example, is the dry cleaner you go to really the best in town? Does it really matter so much where you meet your friends when you go out with them this weekend? Can you find a gas station that's good enough? Can you find a place to meet your friends that's good enough? This week is about freeing up your thinking for those things that are truly important in your life. When you stop looking for improvements that aren't really going to make a significant difference in your life, on your happiness and your satisfaction, you can free up your brain and focus on those things that matter most to you. And I had an experience with this just yesterday. I was going to meet a friend for dinner, and we weren't able to get reservations at this particular restaurant, which is a fantastic restaurant. So we were looking around at a lot of other restaurants, and ultimately my friend said, if that restaurant does not have any reservations available, I just simply don't want to go out. So I was thinking, why don't we just go to this restaurant that's nearby and meet? Because getting together, as far as I am concerned, was the most important thing. It wasn't really about where we were going to eat, and there are plenty of amazing restaurants around us. But for her, it was the small detail of where we were going to eat rather than getting together. We could have even had a picnic on the beach, which would have been amazing. As you'll discover throughout this series, when you free up your mind from focusing on things that aren't really all that important, such as going to a particular restaurant, you'll notice yourself become very creative because you allow your brain to problem solve. As you go throughout this series, you have a challenge, and your challenge is called a good enough quest. So you are going to think about the things this week you might spend a little too much time focusing on that really don't ultimately matter that much to the overall happiness and quality of your life, and allow that restaurant to be good enough. Allow the dry cleaners to be good enough. Allow the gas station where you get gas to be good enough. Think of these things you do ongoing throughout your life, throughout your day, these decisions you make that you might spend a lot of time on. And ultimately, this doesn't allow you to focus on those more critical, important aspects of your life, such as cultivating friendships and relationships with loved ones, or pursuing your career in a way that is going to make you feel so proud of the work you do and will make a difference to others as well. So you're on a good enough quest this week. Let go of your time wasters and focus on what really matters most. Put your energy into that. If you'd like to explore these meditations on a deeper level, as always, you can find the full 30-minute guided meditation experiences on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try the entire series or any other series on the app for an entire week free access to the whole app. You also receive a journal with a daily reflection question and a guide with all the techniques right there at your fingertips, including an herbal tea to go right along with this week's series, as well as a yoga asana. So these are ways to create more of a meditation lifestyle when you are guided on the Sip and Om meditation app. So for today, I invite you to settle yourself down and get ready to meditate. As you sit up straight and close your eyes, gently elevate your eyes ever so slightly upward. Notice where you might be holding on to stress in your body. See if you can name that stress. What triggered it? Could it possibly have been something that ultimately doesn't matter so much? It's not critical to your life. You may feel a sense of relief or relaxation wash over you when you begin to let go of these distractions. What you're doing now is so important. As you relax your mind, you begin to focus on what's important. Inhale and exhale through your nose, noticing your body begin to go a little more deeply into stillness with each breath. Bring to mind your day and review your day, reflecting on the time you spend distracted or focused on something that's really not that important. How could you turn those thoughts into a good enough perspective? What could you let go of and accept as good enough so that you can focus on what matters most in your life? Bring to mind what you want to focus on this week, something that means a lot to you that you may have been putting off or been too distracted to pursue. This will be your focus. Meditate to the point where you could meditate a little longer. Always end your meditation on a high note. You are so worth slowing down for.